there. Semi-favorable press out there, actually, so that's on the bottom there. Quick description of this notice of inquiry. There's the website. I encourage you all to take a look at it because they are looking for international, they're looking for comments from the global internet community, to quote one of their officials, public officials speaking. It actually is pretty good. I was very pleasantly surprised. It's very technical. It covers a lot of the issue very accurately. Compares the two proposals that are there, ICANN's, VeriSign's. It's pretty amazing. But you know, again, your technical feedback would be good. I think at this point they got assistance from a couple other agencies in the U.S. government, which make it a good read. What's oddly absent, though, throughout the whole thing is, and I heard people touch upon this a little bit, is how are the keys received and dealt with from the TLD? There's a trust relationship there that has to be at least identified and pointed out. Didn't see that in any of the diagrams. I think it's always been assumed, oh, you know, IANA is just going to take care of that. But yeah, sure, IANA will take care of it, or whoever does the IANA function will take care of it. But it has to be, that's part of the chain of trust. I mean, no chain is any stronger than its weakest link. So they need to talk about that a little more. So hey, here's one of their diagrams I just pulled out. They had a couple diagrams there, but the bright red wide line is the lines that were missing from the whole description in their pictures. You know, what about that trust? Okay, we're worried about KSKs, we're worried about ZSKs, we're worried about keeping all that safe, HSMs and all that, but, you know, what about the key given to us from the TLD operator? So it's that. So the two proposals that are out there, the ICANN one, we assumed just no restrictions. What's just the best, you know, what's the best way to do this? What's the best way to sign the root? Right now, IANA already authenticates keys from TLD operators. We have, you know, various relationships with these people, various TLD operators, and so we would use that to authenticate and validate the keys as well. Not just a technical check, but a human one. As you may know, a lot of times when there's a change request that comes in the IANA, the first thing is, did you mean to do this? You know, that's actually a very good test. So, all right. And then our proposal says we're just going to seek input from the experts in the DNSSEC community because the value of signing the root, the assigned root is only as valuable as people trust it. So in order to make sure we have that trust, we would have you, the internet community, tell us what to do, basically. So we would say, all right, we'll have the experts come in and tell us what a good final design is. This includes the handling of the key, you know, the root key, how that might be handled in such a way that everyone's happy. And then we would just implement it. So, like I said, we're funded to do it and we're ready to do it. The community would determine, you know, who, how, where. I'm touching on some of these probably internet governance more kind of issues. The VeriSign proposal assumes that certain structures and rules continue to be in place that do not allow IANA to create a zone file. So based on that assumption, they come up with a proposal. That proposal would be that we would still authenticate the keys, and then we transmit the keys to VeriSign. They would sign the zone file, and then it would get published to the internet. We would actually, in our proposal, we would actually be using VeriSign just to publish, not necessarily to create the zone file. They also have a specific strategy and M of N KSK handling for root server. The root server operators would actually be the ones that handle parts of the key or access or control to parts of the key. You know, and if that's what the community wants, we would certainly be fine with that as well. Okay, so the focus of this doc, again, is going to be trust. You know, anyone, of course, can sign and generate. Anyone can run DNSSEC, run bind, and sign, generate a sample root zone, and pass those root zone keys out. The real question is trust in that root key that's generated? So KSK, as I say, has no value unless everyone trusts the public half of it. So in a lot of ways, it's the public, you know, it's the publication component that is important here. And from my point of view, this is a classic cooperative definition of the internet. You know, I have to deal with a lot of bureaucrats sometimes, and I try to explain this stuff to them, and they just don't understand why it's not like more like the phone company, and why, you know, we just can't, you know, control this and control that. But, you know, I keep telling them, you you try to control something like this, it's just going to move. It's going to go away. So this is one of these things where everyone comes together. They want assigned root. We all want assigned root. So let's figure out how to do that together. And by doing that in a cooperative fashion, we'll end up with something that we all trust in and we'll all use. So some of the questions to ask the community are, how's the KSK generated? How's it protected? Whom? How? How is it published and attested to? And this is something that, again, people have started speaking about, and I think that's a critical component. Of course, there'd be regular auditing and reporting and stuff like that. How would that be done? But in any case, regardless of how this is done, whose proposal you pick, or even if it's a third or completely different design, I mean, the person that has the ZSK is still the one signing the contents of that root zone, and he can sign anything. So that's just something to understand. So I look at this as a PKI. It's part of a chain of trust. You want every link in this chain of trust, including the link that has the TLD keys going to IANA or going to the person who's going to be signing things, to be secure and something that everyone understands and can trust in. And if this is done right, I think this is a platform for innovation. I mean, you've heard people talk about DKIM, to do anti-spam things, maybe embedding that in the DNS once there's DNSSEC deployed, or even SSH. And people have approached me and said, there might be even other applications, because this forms another trust chain. I mean, you have the SSLs and things you can buy from certification authorities. That protects conversation. DNSSEC is going to protect the lookup. But regardless of what their original purposes are, it's still another chain of trust. So nothing's to say that DNSSEC, or once DNSSEC is deployed, the DNS couldn't be used to create other security applications that depend on a chain of trust. So again, if it's done correctly, securely, and everyone trusts it, people can build on this. So here's my just silly attempt to try to draw some pictures. I know this is probably beneath some of you guys, but went to the local marine store, bought some chains and locks. So the general idea, of course, is one root trust anchor and a link there in the middle that in one case represents somebody who both authenticates and vets the DS keys or the TLD key information, trust anchor information, and signs the zone. So they do it all in one step, okay? It's kind of like if I've gone to the trouble of looking at something and proving to myself that it's right, I need to be able to attest to that as well in one step. It's a question of accountability as well. If I attest to something and then it gets handed off to someone else, there's a slight issue of accountability. Well, you did it. There'll be some finger pointing if there's a question there. So the idea there is keep it simple, keep it all together. The proposal, what is currently in place, not currently in place, but what the VeriSign proposal would say, and again, they're doing this because they're basing it on the current relationship between and the current functions that various people have, would put an extra link in that chain. Of course, we are all going to transfer those keys in some sort of secure manner between, say, IANA and VeriSign, or from one organization to another. But it's a question of, again, what's the security regime for that link? Where are the keys for that? I mean, if it says, we're all just going to use SCP or SSH. I mean, again, there's a public-private key. How's that stored? Any part of that, if we can be be of questionable trust. And so, basic idea, pretty picture, ugly picture. So, okay. All right. General questions. I think a lot of these things were key questions that have already been asked. So I'll try to skip through this pretty quickly. It's a balance of control, security, and stability. Compromise recovery, I'll pick that bullet down below there. There's a question of how often you might want to regenerate a ZSK. I mean, if you want to create a ZSK every week, that means whoever is doing the signing also has to have the ability to use the KSK to sign that new ZSK. Some groups may say that's not the amount of control. They would like a little more control over that situation. And if it requires a quorum of 10 people to be in the room every week when you do that, well, that starts affecting stability because, you know, what if you don't get the 10 people in the room or whatever to, or even if they're remotely connected, get those people together to actually generate the new ZSK. As you know, in DNSSEC, if a signature expires, you fail. You can't get the resolution. So it's a critical component there. So our suggestion is keep it as flexible as possible. Whatever design you end up, keep it something that can evolve. As we learn more and more about DNSSEC over time, it's got to be something that can be adapted and changed. Different HSMs, different structures, it has to be something that continues to involve the experts and the people that are actually, you know, on the ground deploying DNSSEC and learning from that and being able to change to that. That's too fine of print. Okay, this might be a little bit more policy-based, but these are general elements of signing a route. It should be something that's transparent, public, involve the public, large stakeholder participation, flexible, reliable. It's got to balance various concerns, but still be the most secure, technically. So should be, and that last bullet's probably an IGF kind of slide, that international participatory process. Again, this all comes down to a preservation of trust. You have the trusted key from the TLD operator that's been authenticated and vetted. How do we keep that confidence as new applications come on and DNSSEC is involved? People are going to depend more on the DNS for trust. I mean, people trust the DNS now for trust in some ways, even when you apply for an SSL cert. So this is even increased pressure on that. Got to make sure that's done right. So I'll skip down to the bottom. Key compromise, we should be able to recover from a key compromise real quickly. If a TLD has a key compromise, that should be very quickly implemented, should not require a lengthy process of approvals to get that updated DS key, DS record inside. And in fact, we'll be introducing, ICANN is working on this new gTLD process. Right now we have about, I'd say, 300 entries in the zone, make a change once a day-ish. New gTLDs, if we get 10 times that number, that means like 10 changes a day to the root zone. This is going to stress even more the trust and those links and transferring keys around, and this should all be as integrated as possible. Okay, transparency. Clearly, the root zone key, there may not be this crowd, but there are certain crowds that, care about that, so the KSK should not be held by any one organization. It should be something that, again, everyone trusts in the process and the procedures around how that key is generated, published, and used. Everything we're doing is open source. It'll be available for anyone to use. Should be continuous collaboration, and we'll definitely develop some sort of an auditing and reporting mechanism.